As you go through life, always remember one thing. The better you are, the better Larry is. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Live on tape from Hollywood, the Larry Sanders
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by soon. Our guest this hour is singer Carly Robin Green. She has quite a sound. She has been called the female Michael Bublé, and that's quite an honor. She has quite a voice. We will have her new single, and we will chat with Carly Robin Green. And then, never go on a train with Christina Staffa unless you want an incident. And that's exactly what happened. Christina and I were rushing into New York City for a meeting. And yeah, we had some trouble with fellow commuters on the train. It wasn't pretty, and we will have the story. And then things not, I repeat, not to say during a job interview. Do you have a big interview this week? That job that could change your life? Well, you better stay tuned because maybe we can help you. We start things off this hour with something that we were unable to touch on in last week's show because it happened after we produced last week's show. And if you're a constant listener to this show, you'll notice something was different when we started this hour of the show. It is the first time ever in, what, the 2 years that I've been doing this show that we used different music coming out of the lead jingle and all that. It is the theme of the Larry Sanders Show, a show that many consider one of the best sitcoms of all time because it wasn't really a sitcom. It changed the way television was done. It was on from 1992 through 1998, and its creator and its star was Gary Shandling. And Gary passed away at age 66 after a massive heart attack. This was a very creative man. He started off as a writer in television. There were episodes of Sanford and Son that he wrote, among other shows. Welcome Back, Kotter is one. And then he actually decided to become a stand-up comedian. And he was brilliant. If you ever watched some of his stuff on The Tonight Show, The Real Tonight Show, the Johnny Carson version, it's laugh-out-loud funny. At a time when you could not be as edgy as you can be now on network television and anywhere. Some of the stuff that we say now, even on this show, couldn't even get put on the air 30, 35 years ago. It was a much different society, and your game had to be that much better to be funny because you didn't have as much to be funny with. We can take subject matter. We do it on the show all the time. Listen to me and Christina, and we talk about things, and we can elicit laughter out of stuff that you couldn't even touch on television. That is the time from which Gary Shandling came from and was highly successful. And then he got the opportunity to do this show for HBO. Now, you remember it's Gary Shandling's show from Showtime and even ran on Fox for a little while, I think, there back in the 80s. But when the Larry Sanders Show started in 92, it was completely different for what television was at that time. The idea of a single camera following the action around and done almost like a film. And that's how so many other shows are done nowadays. Look at Modern Family now, the way it's produced. It's the same thing. And the subject matter and the level of sophistication in the comedy when it came to the Larry Sanders Show was something that was never seen on television before. It changed the industry. And it's amazing to me that he really didn't do much more after the Larry Sanders Show. I guess he figured, you know what, it's the best I can do, it's all I've got. Because after 98, you didn't see much of Gary Shandling. We just saw him on Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee only a couple of months ago. And it's kind of eerie when you watch because he talks about what it would be like when he dies, what he wants at his funeral. But Gary Shandling was a very influential comic who I don't think gets the respect that he should. And it was nice to see some of the words that other comedians said about him, some of the tweets that went out when word came of his death. That show is the reason why television grew up and comedy became more sophisticated. Stay with us. Carly Robin Green is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, should you wash your money? I mean, don't laugh. I'm talking soap and water. After all, you don't know where that money's been or who's touched it with their germy little hands. Here's the antiseptic science of it. Back in 1916, you could take your hard-earned cash to Washington, D.C., have it washed, ironed, and reissued. Not as dumb as it sounds. Why? Today's researchers have found more cocaine residue on U.S. bills than on any other currency, along with staphylococcus bacteria and bathroom matter on the money that's probably made its way to your wallet. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's hard to wash money, but with all the diseases in play today, after you handle your money, at least, trust me on this, at least wash your hands. Got a question? Send me an email to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.